going on, everybody? It's me. It's the PRIME coming back with another episode of the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. I am here with Lee Boy TV telling people what's up.
Hey, Lee Boy TV in the building. You know, I'm here live and direct, and we got a hell of a topic today, man. Like, I know you probably been saving this one, so I'm just excited. Yeah. And we got some dope guests as well. And, you know, I'm just living life, man. Nostalgia always. You know, nostalgia's all the time. Prime time all the time, baby. I'm just trying to pull myself up. What am I even talking about? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm ready, though. Let's go.
I'm going to say blast my past because this started the whole. Blast my past. Whoever gets first, whoever says it first wants to.
The way I put it on our podcast, I'm the alpha talker where I love to make sure I get my voice in first. So this is Adam from the Blast From Our Past podcast, where me and my brother talk all things nostalgic as well as y'all. Y'all understand. We love that nostalgia game. We do everything from film reviews, TV show reviews, album reviews, and top 10 lists as well, and fan castings. So.
My name is John. I am the aforementioned brother, and my brother didn't leave me anything else to say about the podcast. So I'll talk about, we have a second podcast called Throwback Trivia Takedown, where we do nostalgic trivia from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, mostly pop culture based, that sort of stuff.
Perfect.
Okay. Good. I mean, that pretty much sums it up. You know, Adam has one podcast, John says about the other. I mean, that's a perfect match.
Yes, it is.
Today, though, we're talking about buddy cop films, which is maybe my favorite genre, if one of my favorite genres, maybe my second favorite. But how do y'all feel about this topic before we get into it?
I was going to say, when I went to go make my list, At first I was like, oh, yeah, buddy cop movies. I can find some. I was shocked at how many, like, quote unquote, classic buddy cop movies I actually haven't seen and probably didn't make my list because I was like, I can't put it on there because I've never seen it. And there, it's just a lot. It's just a genre I guess I don't watch as much as I thought I did. So I think my list is probably going to be maybe a little bit more interesting than other people's because of that.
Okay. I know it's one on my list that definitely won't be on my list that a lot of people probably be like, that's probably should be number one.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff. Like when I was doing my research on this one, what is a buddy cop movie was kind of, I don't know, that up for debate. And so maybe I might have at least one on my list and definitely some of my honorable mentions that are like, is that even a buddy cop film? So it's kind of hard to tell, but you know what? I'm just rolling with it.
There was one I wanted to put on because it showed up on buddy cop lists that I looked at and I thought about it. I was like, it's not, you know, a buddy cop movie. There's got to be two protagonists, you know, two main characters that they can bounce off. And there was one that I was like, you know what? There's really just the one protagonist. So I was like, I can't include it, even though I love the series. So if it comes up, I'll talk about it. If not, we'll
Okay.
I have a feeling some of us may be talking about the same movies. For me, what was up for interpretation was Cops. I don't know. In one of my movies, they may or may not be actual cops, but there's all kind of cops, right? I mean, that's
detective. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I'm kind of playing out of bounds, but we'll see if anybody else has it on their list as well. So.
Yeah. And for me, one of the things, there's some amazing lists because I was looking, doing that research, John, seeing other people's lists online, just seeing what other people kind of had, kind of give me some ideas on what I wanted to do. And, you know, I'm so ingrained in like the kind of comedy and action aspects of buddy cop films that there were some other ones I was like, man, that's a really good movie, but I don't know if I can even consider it a buddy cop film just because it's so dramatic. But
So how are we gonna do this? Who should go first? Who should go? You know, what order should we go?
Well, don't forget to explain if any mentioned list or movie is higher on someone's list. We must call that out so we can discuss it later. All right, so I don't know who else wants to go. Who wants to go first? We're gonna start with number five, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know who.
Prime, kick us off.
All right,
you want to go last? I can see Prime.
All right, look,
Save the best for last, right? Look,
I would go with John, me, Adam, then you.
Look, now you're putting me on the spot. Yeah, okay. Pressure. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. I won't be surprised if this one shows up higher on other people's list. Mm-hmm. I chose this one out of a franchise. There's several of them. It's not my favorite, but it's the one that kicked it off. And it's the one that's the most buddy cop. So I felt like it was the one I had to put in. So my number five is the original Lethal Weapon.
Oh, higher on my list.
Okay. Mm, okay.
You already got a higher, huh?
Okay. So my number five, I didn't even know this was a buddy cop movie until somebody kind of pointed this out to me. And, for me, it's one of them ones where it's quotable, very quotable. I'm just going ahead and say it, White Chicks. I mean, I don't care what y'all say. Does anybody have this higher on their list before I talk about
it? Not higher. It is in my HMs, my honorable mentions.
Okay.
Just to discuss. Well, I didn't know if it was really in my honorable mentions, but I'm surprised you went with that, Prime. Number five?
Yeah, I mean,
out of all the buddy cop movies. Okay.
Yeah. Come on now. The comedy is sometimes iffy when you go back and watch it, but the Terry Crews scene always gets me. Making my way downtown, walking fast. That's the only reason why this is number five.
Yeah, Terry is a hoot, man. There's no better than Terry when it comes to that physical comedy. And he was singing that song. In fact, we should just go ahead and play that on the break. Let's just go ahead and plan that now, because he did play the hell out of that song, whatever it is. I don't know. What's the name? Who knows the title?
Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
Oh, look, I don't know.
Hey, it's one hit wonder, baby.
Yeah,
it's right here.
I will say the makeup on that film was both impressive and scary as hell at the same time. They just looked unnatural.
Yes.
Hey, but as crazy as now you see him walking around looking like that, like due to the unnaturalness of women, how the course of what they've done to themselves.
A lot of caked up. Yeah,
they could actually blend in with today's crowd. Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit.
Adam, number five.
My number five is the third, and I think they're up to like five or six films, but. This one just had great banter back and forth between the main man, Bruce Willis, and his guy who was not a cop in the film, Samuel L. Jackson. My number five is Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Okay. You got the floor. You got the floor now.
All right. Samuel L. Jackson is awesome. He's Samuel. He's absolutely fantastic. You get them running around this entire city, all kind of, you know, being puppet mastered by Hans Gruber's brother. Boom, plot twist. Oh man, sorry if I spoil it for anybody, but it's an old movie. It's from 95. So, but it's fun. Like it is definitely not the best in that franchise, but in my opinion, it is without question, you know, one of the most fun. It's the second best. I like it way better than the second movie. And it's just a ton of fun of a film. So, their banter is great. You know, Samuel is kind of like the regular man who gets caught up in this, you know, whirlwind thing that John McClane is going on because Simon, Hans's brother, is obviously pissed off from McClane killing his brooder in episode one. So I guess it's super fun. You get Samuel being Samuel, and I love it.
I mean,
okay.
If someone came after you, Adam, I would venge.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, you would Simon Gruber that person pretty good. I like it.
If you tried to rob a big giant corporation and then were killed in the process, I'd probably do. Yeah, you know,
perfect.
I'd back you.
That's a true brother right there.
Highly questionable here. I seen it on a list as a cop buddy cop movie. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like I said, and I alluded to it earlier. It's very questionable if they're even cops, and this is Men in Black.
Oh, higher on my list.
Okay. Then I'm not in bad company. I'm good then. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Okay. All right, John. Kick us off at number four. Look. that's all we got right there. Kick us off at number four.
My number four. I will be surprised if this is on anyone else's list. I feel like this is a movie that kind of fell under the radar and didn't get watched as much, even necessarily by my generation. But I definitely remember watching it. And it was sort of like, gosh, this would have been early to mid 90s when it came out. And I remember, I don't know how I watched it. It must have been like one of those free HBO weekends or something like that. And we must have recorded it because I remember watching it several times. And it's called Rising Sun.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay. So it's Sean Connery and Wesley Snipes. Those are the two cops. And there's I forget the exact plot, but it has something to do with a Japanese corporation. And Sean Connery is like the old grizzled vet or whatever. And I just remember it had a lot of action. It had a lot of, it was a drama. It was not a comedy. It was a drama, but it did have a lot of funny moments with, you know, Sean Connery and Wesley Snipes trying to play off each other. You're going to have at least some comedy
right
in it. Also, it's one of the first movies I ever remember seeing boobs.
Ever important.
Hey, that'll help you stick in your head for sure. I'm like, what is it with this movie? Like, what? Some boobs that got you, bro.
And it's definitely not as well known, but also has Harvey Keitel and Kerry Tagawa.
Oh, that was Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat. Love him.
A bunch of other really good character actors you'd recognize. Steve Buscemi's in it. Yeah. Stuff I haven't seen it in a while.
Looks like Tia Carrera's in there too.
So it's I think if you've never seen it, worth.
That's my girl. Wait. I might have seen this already.
Well, now was it Tia Carrera's boobs?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I'm a throwaway person.
I'm gonna have to go incognito mode and try and search.
Well, my number four. People would probably say that it's too low to be number four, but this is my personal list. I'm gonna say Bad Boys.
And I'll say it's higher on my list. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I've never actually seen that movie.
It's good. It was my number six, so it's my honorable mention. But yeah, good call.
Okay.
We'll get into it.
All right. Okay. So John talked a little Sean Connery. That was a terrible Sean Connery. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I can't do that. I'm awful with impressions. Okay. I was also going to talk more Sean Connery. He was not a cop. Nick Cage wasn't really a cop, but he was kind of working with the cops as a chemist in a Michael Bay blockbuster of a film, The Rock.
Okay. I don't got this, but I have seen this movie.
It's so, a stretch to call it a buddy cop movie, but they're kind of doing that. You know, Nick Cage was working as with the cops on something. And so they have to go run around, you know, these other people take over Alcatraz, and they're just, I mean, it is action. It's got good comedy to it too. Obviously the rapport between Nick Cage and Sean Connery was a lot of fun. But it's just it's a kick butt fun act. Like, it is a blockbuster of film. I mean, you're going to just enjoy that one from, you know, first frame to the last.
It has my favorite line of any movie ever.
What? We got to hear this.
What line is that?
I'm going to try and do my horrible Sean Connery. Your best. Only losers talk about doing their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Yeah, that's a good line.
That's a good line.
And that was an equally bad Sean Connery. Maybe a little better.
I wouldn't say it was equally bad. It was better.
It's on me.
Oh, yeah, Lee Boy.
Yeah, it's on you.
Look, I was waiting for Leon to get the shout out for the cue. All right, so officers, we got your pizzas. Blue streak. Blue streak.
Higher.
He was doing the dance.
Higher on my list.
Okay. Because I was about to get into it, man. But Blue Streak, number four could have been higher. Definitely with the jokes. We're going to talk about the jokes in this one. Tons of them. But yes. And he is also questionable if it's a cop movie. He's not technically a cop. He's just pretending.
He's a detective.
Pretending, right?
Well, yeah, but yes. But
he's not really. He's really a criminal. We're going to talk about it later.
We'll talk about it.
All right. Come on. All right, John, what you got?
All right. My number three I think it's a classic buddy cop movie from the 90s, full of action and a lot of laughs. My number three is Rush Hour.
Higher.
It's higher on my list.
Higher.
Yeah, we're going to get into that soon. Very soon. Very soon.
Higher on my list. You got a good list, though. But my number three is Blue Streak.
Okay. All right. So we can talk right now then. We can talk about
that. Is that higher for Adam?
Not on my list, but yeah, a lot of fun.
Well, come on now. What can you not say about Blue Streak?
Well, let's just get into the plot real quick, right?
Yeah, let's go. Let's get into it.
Diamond heist. He loses the gym. He hides it in the HVAC in the damn, what am I trying to say? The air conditioning system, right? He hides it up there, so he has to find his way back on the force and get to the diamond. And in the meantime, he's playing hella characters. He plays the pizza man and eventually gets in there by getting a fake identity as a police officer that's transferred into the force. And just him, like, remember he had to take down Dave Chappelle in that. So him learning on the job is something that we see all the time in these cop movies, right? There's always like a more experienced versus the rookie. But in the case that he's not even a cop, he only has experience from being arrested. I think it gives a great element that you don't see in not too many cop movies. I don't know. Has that plot ever been done before? I'm sure it's probably somewhat.
Yeah.
Borrowed,
sure, in some variation, but I mean, that doesn't bother me.
There's probably a Shakespeare play about it. I don't know.
Sure, same story somewhere. Yeah. But I think it was an interesting spin because it is a rookie cop, but he's not really a cop, and then he ends up becoming friendly, or he builds a rapport with his partner. And he doesn't does he turn him in at the end? Wait, should we not spoil this 20-year-old movie? Or
man, I'm just looking through like the pictures, like his like teeth and the hair when he was like the pizza guy.
Yeah,
that brings back memories. Exactly, just like, man, Martin Lawrence is, I think, underrated for a lot of people. I mean, he's so good
playing multiple characters. Because I mean, think about all the stuff he played on the show, Martin.
Yes,
I mean, he may be only second to like Eddie Murphy in that respect as being able to play multiple characters that way.
True.
And I'll just add, like, the scenes that they get are like very like him and Chappelle got funny scenes. Him and oh my gosh, I can't think of the other name right now. But him and
his buddy,
Luke Wilson. Luke Wilson has good chemistry as far as that is concerned, and like just the fact that he's a criminal and yet he comes in and is doing better than the actual cops that work there. I thought it was funny.
I forgot. Yeah, he got promoted and everybody was getting jealous of him, and he was flipping people with one arm and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just say this movie also introduced Luke Wilson to, I think, a huge black audience. Like, this is like the first time that, you know, not the first time we saw him, but we were able to see his comedy mixed right in with urban culture and how they could bounce off each other. His cluelessness is just so hilarious. And, you know, I think he holds a special place in a lot of people's hearts from that time, from that movie. Mm-hmm. And was that like the prime of his career, that crossover time? Like, I mean, he had the old school.
Yeah, old school was 2003.
And so I think that was like, he was popping then.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say early to mid 2000s was probably the peak.
Peak. And then Owen kind of took over, I think, with Wedding Crashers. Mm-hmm. That he kind of.
Wow.
Let's got one.
Okay, Adam, let's see what's on your
list. All right, my number three, and I'm not going to talk about it. It was on Lee Boy's list a little bit earlier, and it might be higher on John's list because he said higher as well. Mine is number three is Men in Black.
Yep, still higher on my list.
Okay.
So it is a buddy cop movie. I was like scared. They're like alien, on Space Force or something. Mm-hmm.
They are cops, technically.
Yeah, they are cops, yeah.
You know?
So number three on my list, a little bit of a dark horse, a little bit of a scary, like, yeah, this one's a little bit out the box, but I did see it on some lists, and this was a Seven.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I've probably only seen this movie once or twice. If you ever seen it, you know why. You'll never forget. It's basically, I think, about the seven deadly sins, and they're finding these perps based on these crimes they're committing based on seven deadly sins. And if you know anything about those sins, gluttony and
I know.
It's it gets crazy. I remember specifically he tied something to a man's genitals and they went for it. I'll never forget it, but and I'll probably never watch it again until I don't know when I would watch it again.
Some movies you don't need to watch more than like once or twice, and because you get it, or you get the twist or all that kind of stuff, and that's probably is kind of one of them. But it is a great film. That's a really good call. That was one of those kind of movies that I was like, okay, how does it fit for my list? Because I usually need some kind of like comedy or action in there, and there is no comedy in Seven, which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it's an intense.
And you know what? Why I had to put it on my list is when I looked back at the cast, when I was like Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, because I didn't even remember that it was Brad Pitt, to be honest. I think I might have been 10 or 12 when I watched this years ago. This movie came out a long time ago.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Y'all remember Gwyneth Paltrow
and her head?
You guys remember laser discs?
Oh, yeah. Those things were huge.
I had it on the laser disc. Yep. Nice. Never.
Had
never
to flip it over in the middle
in.
Of the movie.
Say that again.
Had to flip it over in the middle of the movie.
Oh, yeah. And that only flipped it one time. Never put that back in ever. Mm-hmm. But great movie, Seven. Go watch it if you want to freak yourself out.
All right, so we're on my number two, right?
Yep.
All right, well, my number two was the one that was already mentioned twice before, which was Men in Black.
All right.
Galaxy Let's Defenders. Get
into it. We can get into it. Hey.
Yeah.
We are men in
Black.
I mean just this week, showed that movie to my kids.
Oh, I bet they liked it. Did they?
Yeah. What did they think?
Oh, they loved it. Oh, okay. My son, there's the scene where Will Smith's being tested, and they go do the shooting test, and they have to shoot all the aliens, and he just kind of hesitates and then just shoots the girl and then gives his explanation. My son recreated that explanation like 14 times right after the movie because he thought it was the funniest thing in the world that he shot a girl because she's got quantum physics books. And out of all the jokes in the movie, that's the one he latched onto, which is fine. You know, I'm just glad he found something in the movie he enjoyed, but they really did enjoy it. I was super enthused about it.
Yeah. I mean, it Will Smith's career is amazing, and Men in Black is just, I mean, not to say it's peak Will Smith, because hell, Will Smith's probably still peaking. That guy is perfection. And just he brings it all with this one. I mean, man, the action, the funny, everything about him, when he's dragging in that testing scene, when he drags his chair way closer. I mean, he does stuff so different. It's just hilarious. He gets the what do they call the gun, the tiny little gun that he has?
Noisy cricket.
The noisy cricket, exactly. When he gets that, I mean, he makes it work. His facial expressions are on point. And then when you put him next to very kind of Cold Stone Tommy Lee Jones,
yeah.
It works really, really well.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you say about Men in Black? I mean, we could start off like we did with the soundtrack. You know, I mean, he was part of that already. And look, we're supposed to be talking about buddy cop movies, and I'm talking about music and Will Smith. I'm about to go off on a whole tangent. Let's get back into the buddy cop scenario. But I mean, this is just one of the best movies. This is just in nostalgia. One of the best movies in nostalgia. It personifies nostalgia. They personify the stern old cop versus rookie butterflies relationship pretty much better than any movie that, you know, we could see, because they're so opposite and then it just brought everybody together in one movie and just allowed them to see the humanity in both of them. And it's just it changed culture, right? This movie just changed culture. And then on top of that, it's futuristic, and it has this crazy plot that is so believable that everyone here could spit out the scenario or spit out the plot word for word and tell the story like it was a bedtime story. Like it's just a great movie. Great movie, and Will Smith is one of the best ever.
and still like most of the graphics still hold up. So it's really, it's still an easy, it's an easy rewatch all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did any of y'all question. Watch? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, which one do y'all prefer? Because I know it is technically four, it's three. Technically four. Do y'all prefer the first one? Do y'all like to go back and watch the other ones too?
Man, the second one is also really good.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I ever saw the third one actually. And then I heard so many bad things about this last one that I
the third one was okay, but it's kind of instantly forgettable.
It's the one where Tommy Lee, they go back in time, right?
And it's Josh Brolin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Ooh, yeah.
And is that look, I'm about to ask a blasphemous question. That's with Will Smith, right?
Yeah.
Nah, it's all right because the fourth one don't got Will Smith, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And my question, did y'all, anybody here watch the animated series that they did? I think it was on WB. I liked it.
I vaguely remember for sure, but
yeah, I absolutely watched
that out.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't know it had that many seasons though. Mm-hmm. I think it had like six seasons, four seasons, but
the animated series?
Yes. I thought it was just like one, you know how when they do a show from a movie, I thought it was just like one season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was five, four, five, or six.
Yeah.
And that component is always dope for me because I have a 5-year-old and 2-year-old, so we'll watch the movie, but then we can throw on the animated series on YouTube for hours. Like we watched the Black Panther animated series. We'll probably watch Men in Black. Nice. We watched tons of Marvel. So it helps. It helps introduce them to it. And then I get to have my fun and throw on Men in Black 2, 3, and 4. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, look,
hey, I'm bored.
The best part about that movie is Tessa Thompson.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
You know, I did see that. Well, I did see it actually.
I wouldn't talk about her acting.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's good. She's good
don't play her though. She's got both going on. Yeah.
In Marvel and in Westworld, she's awesome. I can't speak for the Men in Black one though.
You know, I did see four. I did lie. I just didn't. I probably didn't see the whole thing. But
yeah, it's very. Yeah.
Clicked on it for Tessa. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So am I wrong for saying Chris Hemsworth shouldn't do movies if it's not Thor, if he's not playing Thor? Because I've gave him a try on like three different movies, and I was not impressed at all.
I don't know because I actually haven't seen any movies outside of Thor.
I'm trying to think of the same thing. Like, I don't know if I've seen him in legitimately anything else.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know who were we on. John, was that? Is it Mago? We're on a tangent. Okay,
that was John's second.
All right, so my number two might be higher still on any of you list, but any of your list, but I got Rush Hour.
Well, what did you say, John?
That was my number three.
Okay, and it's also my number two. So
also my number two. We're all in
the game. Okay. Well, Rush Hour. John, who wants to go first?
John was down on this one a little bit. No, I'm just kidding.
Down, yeah, one slot.
Who wants to go first and talk about it?
I'll jump in. Adam and I, recently, but 2020 feels like it was forever ago. I don't remember when it was. When was it? It might have been like almost a year ago that we covered it. We covered it on our podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I mean, God, the movie still holds up. It's still funny. Both those guys are just master craftsmen at what they do. And it blends very, very well, which is why there's been, three, four Rush Hour?
Three. Yeah, this movie is just. I think Jackie Chan was already like seen by many of people, but I think this movie like made him more famous because he was only doing like maybe Japanese like Rumble in the Bronx and all that. This movie, he's like, all right, now people are like, all right, everybody knows Jackie Chan.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that really helped his other movies because like this one was such a big success and it made people be like, oh wow, Jackie Chan's really cool, he's really funny. And then you go back and watch his other stuff when he's just a little bit younger and he does a little bit, you know, more of his kung fu stuff, and it's like, man, it's impressive. And then you tie in Chris Tucker. Oh man, the comedic timing and just his over the top acting, it's awesome.
Yeah, man. It's in it did the same for Chris Tucker, did exactly for Jackie Chan. They did the same thing. They both got the multiplier that they needed mm-hmm. in this business because you know, Chris Tucker, he did Friday, he did Money Talks, and yeah. was probably at the same level of physical comedy. But when you pair him, and this is the magic of buddy cop movies, you pair him with Jackie Chan, who's not from the same country, don't speak the same language. How many times did he tell you, what'd you say, boy? Yeah. can't never understand him. Wow, who, good job, y'all. What is it? They did so good as far as like tying the cultures together in the writing, because they found some similarities or some commonalities between, you know, the Black culture and the Asian culture, as far as, you know, the song war and, mm-hmm. You know, them doing karate and his dad was just everything, right? They play up so many stereotypes that you probably wouldn't be able to see in movies now, but that are just pure comedy from the 90s and the reason why we love nostalgia. Chris Tucker, you know, solidified his career with this movie, and even the outtakes were hilarious. You remember them on the plane?
Like, yes.
The Fuka fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's one of those times he couldn't understand yeah. nothing he was saying. He was like, oh man. But yeah, man, classic movie, great soundtrack for the time, and mm-hmm. just stamped, like I said, nostalgia for that period, man.
Yep.
And this movie is also very quotable. Like, almost every line, every scene is quotable. Like, my daddy can beat your daddy. My daddy was caught a bullet with his bare hand. Well, my daddy can beat your daddy up. Don't mm-hmm. you talk about my daddy. Like, just different scenes. You know
about
like
my
that.
Daddy.
Yeah. It's just.
Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
My mouth? Man. And then honestly, Michael Jackson, he does the Michael Jackson impression, yes. right?
Every movie.
Every movie, right? Including music videos. And then what was the main villain's name? Was it
Juntao?
Juntao.
Yes, Juntao.
Juntao. I didn't want to get it wrong. But Mr. Juntao. And then when Juntao was also a great villain. He's, you know, people, I don't know why he was so relatable, but people wanted to be him, thought he was cool. I thought he was cool. I'm always, you know, rooting for the evil guys, but that's one that I definitely rooted for, especially when he told him, wipe yourself, you're bleeding, right?
Yeah, that guy, that henchman.
That was awesome.
Yeah, he was real cool. He had a good, like, scar on his eye, too, which was yeah. just looked really intimidating.
The blonde hair was yeah. dope.
I just want to know who came into the writing room and was like, I got a good idea. Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. Like, who?
A genius?
Whoever that is need a raise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just yeah, like I said, just you can't say anything bad about this movie, just a lot of good things.
And the last thing is the stunts, though. I will say, in yeah. just the extra element of him like climbing over these gates. Remember, he had the steering wheel attached, mm-hmm. he's doing crazy stuff, taking guns and whipping ass with steering wheels and chains, flying off buildings. Remember when they flew down, he had the huge flag and he flew down at the end and grabbed all the money, whatever they. Amazing stuff, and the fact that he was up there doing it, like, why would you put your body on the line like that, Jackie?
Jackie does all his own stunts.
I am not. Was that really him sliding down that flag?
Yes, he does all his own stunts.
Crazy as hell, boy.
Mm-hmm. You just made me think of this one scene on the bus where, like, Jackie tries to escape, and he's on the top of the bus, and Chris Tucker's like, "Where you think you're going?" And there's people up there from different countries, and they take a picture. He was like, "Wait, wait, wait." And he pulls this one again.
Yes.
And he ends up on the light pole, right?
Yeah. I think that is Chris Tucker's like greatest thing. If the like talking to one person and then like talking to this person all the way over here and still tie them together. And then of course my ultimate question is, which one do y'all like better? 1, 2, or 3?
I'm gonna go with 1.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Uno, yeah.
I like 1 is my favorite one, but I think 2 may be funnier in my opinion because I guess they let them do more improv in the second one.
Yeah, and that's where Chris Tucker shines. Chris Tucker's great at like improv and just jumping in with crazy wild lines.
So yeah, we'll be right back. We'll be right back after this one.
I miss you.
going on, you guys? It's Gabby Navay here, and I want you all to go stream my new single, Radio. It's on all streaming platforms, so be sure to go check it out. Thank you guys so much for the love and support always. I love you all from the bottom of my heart, and I'll see you later. Bye, guys!
And we are back. We're here with Blast From Our Past, John and Adam, Adam and John.
Yeah, you're being safe over there. That's safe. Very safe.
And we are back with Lee Boy as well.
Yay.
And we're talking buddy cop movies, and we're having a good time. I just wanted to read some comments real quick before we start even getting into our honorable mentions. We got Ready to Retro. They say A Cop and a Half, Turner and the Hooch, and Money Talks.
Ooh, Money Talks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turner and Hooch is surprising to me. But
oh, no way. That was like actually when I think buddy cops, that's one of the first ones I think of.
And really?
I
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Cop and a Half. I mean, really? Come on, Max from Ready to Retro. Cop and a Half is,
okay.
A trash film.
Wait, is that with the little kid?
That's Burt Reynolds and the little kid, right?
Yeah.
Yes. All I know is that they like remade it like a couple years ago with like, and that, because I was like, why is it called like Cop and a Half, like Kindergarten Rules or something? I don't know. But I'm glad y'all gave Max crap for that.
Yeah.
Wait, is that their top? Wait, who is that? That was Brian's top?
No, that's the Ready to Retro. My bad.
Oh, that's y'all top Cop and a Half? Hey, we're going to have to talk Ready to Retro. We coming back on the podcast.
And then Brian, our friend Brian, says Rush Hour, Lethal Weapon, Beverly Hills Cop, and Hot Fuzz. So, you got some good suggestions there. Thank you to those two people.
I've never seen all the way through, so I can't vouch for that one.
Which one?
Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either, but I have used it in a Lee Boy and Fuzz episode, so go check me out on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to just tell y'all right now, my honorable mentions is about to get wacky, but I don't care. So let's go in the same order. John, what are your honorable mentions?
So I came up with one honorable mention that I'll throw out. And in my original list, it actually was higher. But since this is a nostalgia podcast, it kind of kicked it off the list for this. But I still want to mention it because it really is a pretty good buddy cop movie. And I've got kids. They're 11. Yeah, 11 and 8 now. I had to think about it. Mm-hmm. And so I end up watching a lot of kid movies because of it. And this one, I actually thought was a really good movie, and that was Zootopia.
Zootopia. Mm. I knew you were going to say, look.
It was great. I can't even lie. It was a great movie.
I thought it was a lot of fun. And, I mean, it's definitely kind of a buddy cop. But at least one of them is a cop, so that follows the criteria. And they play off each other, and it's, you know, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
animation sometimes don't miss.
I agree, and you know, you learn a lot of life lessons in that movie. Like you got the meat eaters versus the omnivores, and it's like they play this whole thing with like race and animal species, and it gives a broader picture or a deeper message. So yeah, I really like watching that movie with the kids. A good soundtrack too. I think Shakira's on there. I can just hear that song in my head right now. but yeah, go check out Zootopia if you haven't seen it.
Is that your only one, John, or you want to add some more?
That was the only one I had written down.
Oh, okay. So mine's is I don't even know if y'all have seen some of these movies that I have on my list, but I'm just throwing my day anyway and try to build a fan base around it.
You gonna promote for the movie or look?
yeah. And I don't know, this first movie, I don't know how people will receive this, but this is Showtime. Showtime, Eddie Murphy, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen this cover, but no, I've not seen this movie.
Okay, so I'm gonna just give a short premise. Robert De Niro is a real cop. Eddie Murphy is a guy who plays a cop on TV, and that's their dynamic. Is I'm a real cop, you're a fake cop. Stay out my way. We're doing a TV show.
What year is it? This is 90s, 2000s?
Nah, this is like 2002.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, I remember this. This was during the period when like Eddie was making all the movies to satisfy his contract. I remember this one. But was it good though? Look, was it good?
I mean, I personally liked it. It wasn't like up there, but it was like one of those like he was still doing his thing, mm-hmm. and kind of after this, kind of shortly, like after he took Shrek, he was like, I don't have to act physically anymore. I don't have to be good anymore. I'm sorry, I love Eddie, but Showtime is definitely one that, like, after my first time watching it, I was like, I don't know if I like that or not, so I had to watch it again, and then I was like, okay, I'll watch it, I like it. Another one I have is 22 Jump Street, okay. Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. Yeah, I say 22,
I have 21 on my list, so yeah,
okay, well, yeah, sequels. Yeah, I got 22, yeah, only because of the one scene with the captain's daughter. And if you've seen the movie, y'all know what I'm talking about. And then this one on my list, I believe this is a parody movie, and this is Loaded Weapon 1. Have any of you seen Loaded Weapon 1?
Yeah, I totally remember Loaded Weapon
1. Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
It's got Kathy Ireland, and Kathy Ireland was like one of my crushes in the 90s.
That's the Emilio Estevez movie.
Yes. Emilio Estevez, Samuel Jackson doing like a Lethal Weapon parody. And like, I just think it's funny because like the one scene that got me hooked into this movie is Emilio Estevez is like walking along the beach, smoking a cigarette. He throws a cigarette in the ocean. The ocean explodes. So that got me hooked.
It's like the oh god, what was the Top Gun parody movies
that
Charlie Sheen did?
Yeah, Hot Shots.
Hot Shots. Yeah, it's in that same vein. That sort of just goofy, silly.
Yeah.
Parody comedy.
Yes, and I like it. I can't even lie. I was watched that movie like 3 or 4 times in like the same week. Yeah. And I'm gonna just give you my last one. I had to do this because I didn't know if any of you were gonna mention it. So I just had to put this 48 Hours.
Another Eddie, real good.
Yes, that just the Roxanne scene and that one powerful scene.
What the hell kind of cop are you? You know what I am? I'm your worst fucking nightmare, man. I'm a nigga with a badge. That means I got permission to kick your fucking ass whenever I feel like it.
So yeah, I just unloaded my list on y'all. Adam, what you got?
So other ones that you guys kind of mentioned, a lot of them, but the ones that we hadn't mentioned, which kind of ties in line with Lee Boy's 7, which is like much more dramatic roles. These two films that I'm going to mention are two of just absolutely amazing films with amazing actors. One of them being Sidney Poitier, and the other one being Denzel Washington, both Oscar winning actors. I don't think Sidney won for In the Heat of the Night, though, but I'm going to talk In the Heat of the Night and Training Day. Both. Uh-huh. I didn't put them on my list only because they didn't tie into kind of like the action-y feel good vibes that I want from what I consider a buddy cop movie. But when you think about how important and amazing those films are and the acting in them, it's just, oh my God, it's amazing. So I wanted to give them some love.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Another serious one too, that almost made my list was, I don't know if you guys seen End of Watch.
I've not seen it, but Michael Pena and Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah, so that movie was crazy dope. I couldn't remember enough about it to, you know, legitimately put it on my list, but I do remember my reaction to it. But once again, it wasn't too many funny elements, but it's just a dope movie to watch. It's basically, if you want to get the real experience of Cops on the Patrol. But that's not what we're here to talk about. That's not really nostalgic. That's like depressing as hell, actually. But some other ones that I did have that were funny, I wanted to mention Super Troopers. I don't know if you guys ever seen this.
Okay.
It's not really a buddy cop movie, but it's a group cop movie, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But hilarious and very, very silly out the box. Reminded me of a movie from, I think it's from the 70s, called Police Academy. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Oh, yeah.
Come
it's
on
like,
now.
Yes. It's like in like the black exploitation vein, 70s, like I don't know. I remember just my parents used to always put it on and they thought it was hilarious. So somehow I thought it was hilarious, but I'll have to watch it again to see.
Police Academy got like 6 movies, don't they?
Yeah, oh, 7.
Yeah, that's what I remember about it. It's like 100 of them, right? It was mm-hmm. It was crazy, but I do remember they was dancing and going nuts in them. Let's see. I did have White Chicks. I had Lethal Weapon.
It's a movie I'm surprised you ain't seen yet, but we'll see if you say it. We'll see.
Ride Along.
That's not the one, man. Ride Along is cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kevin Hart, that's my birthday brother. You know what I'm saying? Always love him. Always love Ice Cube in a bunch of movies. And then a questionably, you may be considered a buddy cop movie. Some people had it on some lists I saw online. Was Friday After Next between Day Day and Ice Cube.
Oh, I can't even call it.
They're security guards.
So. Okay.
But the two of them running around, obviously, they have that element from other movies that they carried over into Friday After Next, and they play security guards. Definitely not cops, but they are patrolling the area, right? So
Barely.
Right. They're running away, actually, from all the real danger. But that's a great one for me.
Wow. You know, I'm surprised.
Did I miss one? Look, I feel bad.
No, because you was talking about it when I brought up this list. I'm surprised you didn't bring up National Security.
Oh, yeah. National Security was great. I remember I couldn't remember liking it that much more than Blue Streak, though. It was just Blue Streak just stuck in my mind way more.
I would agree. I absolutely agree. Blue Streak, I think, is the funnier film.
But National Security set up Blue Streak, right? National Security's first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Blue Streak is 99. I think National Security is like 03.
Yeah. Oh, so they was trying to recreate the magic. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you could. But yeah, it should have been in my honorable mentions. That's disrespectful. Should have definitely been in my honorable mentions. But National Security is good. But I couldn't remember. I could remember the guy's face, and I could remember. Did he like beat himself up like with the bees? He was like getting attacked by bees. He was allergic to bees.
It was a bee flying around him, and they were trying to kill the bee, and it looked like he was beating him up.
Right. Okay. Right. And they caught that on tape, and it went viral. Right. And then Martin, they said it was an unlawful arrest. I couldn't really remember the whole thing, so I couldn't put it on my list. But that was, you know, Martin. We're gonna talk about Martin because I know I got my number one, so I got some more Martin coming.
Yes, you do.
All right. And with that being said, John, what's your number one?
All right. So I struggled with this one a little bit as to whether or not I thought it was a buddy cop movie. I think it is because there's two main protagonists and they're both cops and they're partners. And that's kind of, you know, and it's mostly a comedy. If people are looking at these lists as to what I think are like the best movies, don't look at my list because I always rank my list as to what I'm the most nostalgic for.
Yeah,
and this movie, I don't know how many times I've seen it, and I still love it. And I don't know how we haven't talked about it on our podcast yet, but we'll have to put it on there. This is another one that has Wesley Snipes in it. My number one is Demolition Man.
Ooh, okay.
Wow, I didn't even think about that one.
Okay.
I mean,
that's Sylvester Stallone and
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah, I was gonna say, who are the cops in that? Because Wesley Snipes plays the criminal, right? That they're trying to catch.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone is the one who has been chasing after Wesley Snipes, and then they put him in the cryo freeze for because he was framed, and then he comes out because they need him to chase him, and he pairs up with Sandra Bullock, and it's in the future world where only Taco Bell exists. It's, you know, you got to use the three seashells, which still knows how to use. And I love the movie. I think it's just a lot of fun, a lot of action. I think it's some of my favorite Wesley Snipes action stuff to watch. Even as much as Blade, I would say.
Okay.
It's snarky in it, which I love, because I think snarky Wesley Snipes is some of the best Wesley Snipes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My number one.
Right. Wait. Before you get on that, I could just remember that haircut from Wesley.
Yes.
Right? He had the blonde fade part, and I just
and that
knew,
was his real
I
hair.
Knew my barber could hook me up with that one, but my mom was like, "Hell nah." But he had the earring too. Like, that guy was a god, man. I used to I love Wesley Snipes. He's in Coming to America.
Wait right? till you see that cut. Those cuts that he got in there. Got a couple.
Oh,
couple.
He did it again. Yeah, well, he's African in this one or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's, so, he's got a couple of cuts that you'll be like, all right.
All right, we ready for you, Wesley. Come on the podcast, man. I wish.
My number one. Y'all alluded to it earlier. I'm gonna just come out and say it. Beverly Hills Cop. It's my absolute favorite buddy cop movie. It's not it's close, but it's like I've watched Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, 3, mostly 1 and 2 a lot. Like it's not even a joke how many times I watched it. Every time it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Anybody want to add anything?
Is this one where you feel 2 is better than 1?
I like the first one, but I think I watched 2 more because, all right, look.
That's exactly how I am.
Yes. I think with the first one, like you said earlier, it's just a regular movie here. Then the second one, they gave it a budget, it looked more 80s, especially when they're like in the office scenes and stuff. And then they went to like the Playboy Mansion and
right.
It's just everything that he says almost is like every line he says almost quotable. And then I just got to give not a lot of love, but a little bit of love to the third one because they have at least one scene that I love. And it's like a dinner scene. I probably insert that clip somewhere, but that is the only scene I like from Coming to from Beverly Hills Cop 3. 1 and 2 are great. John, do you have anything you want to add before they say something they want to?
No, I mean, I'm just with you. I remember 2 more. I just watched it more. I think they just kind of went 3 sheets to the wind as far as let's just make this a funny. Sorry, I don't know why I said fun twice. action comedy, and I think that's why I go back to it. And 1 may be, structurally a better movie, but I don't necessarily want that all the time. Sometimes I just want to feel good watching a movie, and so I'm going to go to 2 every time. Plus, Brigitte Nielsen in the late 80s? Oh, she looked amazing.
No, you're not gonna fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
That's the only thing I want to say. Nobody put no banana in my tailpipe. that exactly.
No, I mean, I would just say like the first one, in my opinion, don't get started until he gets to Beverly Hills. It's like a good 20 or 15 minutes of just like it starts with a good action scene, then it kind of slows down, which is no problem. But then the second one, I feel like it's just all. Like, bam, bam, bam. He steals a house and he does this and he does that. Then the scene always makes me laugh. The club scene where the club, he just doing the Vanity 6. Can't say enough good things about this movie.
And then you're going to kill me, Prime. I've seen 2 and 3.
I need to end the podcast.
I don't know. I can't remember 1, man. I ain't going to. I didn't want to come out and just admit it, but I haven't seen the Beverly Hills series like you, man. So I'm gonna have to do some homework. It's been since like the 90s. I haven't watched it in 10, 20 years, man. I got to get back into it as an adult.
We're gonna have to make that an episode for the podcast. We're gonna have to.
Yeah, we'll do it as long as you do Mighty Ducks.
I like that. That's a good.
You said Mighty Ducks, not D2.
Oh no, D2. You know what I was talking about.
Well, we got to do the first one before we do the second, right?
Nah, we cool. We don't need that. That's a snore fest, man. Straight to D2. Kenan Thompson.
Y'all are the All That podcast. So right. I mean, makes sense.
Got to go straight to the knuckle puck.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Adam. My number one.
It was talked about by John on his number 5, and it is Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
I love this one. Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. I'm too old for this shit. Like, what a great, great quotable line from Danny Glover that he could use. He took that to the bank for four films in the franchise. But like the first one is such a good movie as itself. It's like an actual really well put together film dealing with some actual depth to it, where Mel Gibson, you know, he's a rogue. He's just going to do whatever the heck he wants. And he seems like he has a death wish, and he kind of does because his wife died and he, you know, he has suicidal thoughts now, and deals with depression and all this kind of stuff. There's times where he, you know, it's looking really grim for him, and he puts it out, how he puts himself out there, you know, just as a cop instead. And Danny Glover, he's kind of like that old grizzled vet, or not grizzled. He's old and, like, you know, he's too old for this stuff, and he's just taken for a wild ride with Mel Gibson's character, and it's just awesome.
And he literally looks too old to, like, be a cop. Like, the way he was running around with those gimpy legs, like, yeah. Like towards the end, it's like, how did he even – you cannot pull this off, bro.
Yep. No, it's just it's a really, really good film. What about, John, you – it was on your list, right? Number five?
Yeah, it was my number five. It's actually not my favorite one out of the series. I actually prefer four.
Yes, I was going to say the one with Jet Li. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
Rene Russo, I thought she was really funny in that one as well. But, you know, I decided I was going to go with the original because, one, it's the original, and two, it does, as Adam mentioned, talk about some serious subjects. Plus, if you go back and really listen to the music in the background, you can't get enough of that saxophone, man. That thing is playing throughout the entire movie. The whole time. And when I say you can't get enough, you're like, really? Again? This one? Again?
So I got a question then. I've seen that they're doing Lethal Weapon 5. And they've already signed on to it.
I mean, are they going to do Lethal Weapon?
Wait, and who has signed on to it? Who?
The Mel Gibson and Danny Glover signed on to it.
No.
Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that.
Exactly. The last one was, what, 98?
Yeah.
He was saying he's too old for it in 98. Yes, imagine 23.
That's all he's going to say. They're just going to pay him just to come on and say, hey, that's it.
Exactly. Yes. They're going to go down to Florida into a retirement home and just, you know, there's going to be something in a Boca Del Vista retirement community. Someone died and they have to fix the murder or something. It's going to be terrible.
It's going to be like the movie Life.
Oh, that's a good one. More Martin Lawrence. You're bringing back Martin Lawrence.
And Eddie Murphy.
Yep. And Eddie, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just had to throw that out there. You know, I did see that, and I was like, why is this even happening? But, you know, there is a Beverly Hills Cop 4 in production as well, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Boy, you're number one.
Number one, which was mentioned earlier, Bad Boys. Bad Boys for me, you know, it just started a whole cultural phenomena for me. You know, seeing both Martin and Will Smith, one team up, which was, you know, they're the same, but they're totally different, right? You wouldn't actually expect it. But, you know, they come from the same type of background, but, you know, two opposite perspectives from that same background, I would say. And just to see them team up, because Martin was one of the biggest stars at the time, as far as, you know, the work that he was putting in on the show and in the movies and comedy, Def Comedy Jam, like, he was literally one of the biggest celebrities at the time.
And he got first billing as well.
Got first billing.
Yeah, over Will Smith, which is crazy to think.
Got paid the big bucks, right? And this is after Independence Day, no? Or pre-Independence Day?
95, so this is before.
Right, so... So, but right around that time, probably set up Will Smith for his career to skyrocket. So it just, you know, it represents that time where, one, Martin was just at his peak, and then Will Smith is on his way up, and they were so raw, and they were so, you know, they were so street, like, and Mike Lowry, you know what I'm saying? Mike Lowry had the cars, had the girls, he had the Timbs, you know, he had the white beater on and was pulling off the shirt and was running down the street and saving lives. And, you know, everybody wanted to be Mike Lowry. But I always, you know, I was a real big fan of Martin. I really wanted to be Martin. He had the fade, like, Martin had everything going on. So I'm going to forever give him his flowers. And I think this is, to me, one of his biggest accomplishments, for me, like, just that his ability to cross over to the big screen. He did it before this. I mean, he was in House Party. He did it for years before this. But this is when he became a leading man. Who would see Martin, the funny guy, as a leading man coming from House Party? Like, just think about it. He was literally like carrying records for a DJ, like being a DJ. And he ends up being the leading man as a cop. It's just unbelievable and a great story. Great story. And I love it. Love this movie.
Before we get to John and Adam real quick, I just want to say I randomly seen it was like 13-year-old Martin on like What's Happening. Randomly. Yes, just randomly. And I was like, dang, that guy is from What's Happening all the way up until like his own stuff. So just wanted to throw that out there.
And we'd be remiss, since we've been talking a lot of sequels, I might actually prefer Bad Boys 2 because they take everything Bad Boys and then just crank it all to 11, where it's just like all the explosions, all the action. They look even cooler. I mean, they took the budget sky high, and Michael Bay Michael Bayed all over that film. And it's fun. It's such a fun movie and a good franchise. I have not seen Bad Boys for Life though, and I need to jump on it.
You need to.
Okay.
I will see.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I would just say he should. Yeah. Bad Boys for Life is, I think they should have went with Bad Boys 3 and didn't have Bad Boys for Life. But we're not gonna get into that topic. It's just the pettiness of me.
Cut it right off.
But
Life, come on.
This is the sequel category where it's like I don't know. Like, of course, the people like the second one. The third one can give it a run for its money, I think. So that's just me. What you think about it? Do you think the third one give it a run for its money if you've seen it?
Me? Oh, I've seen three. I think it's up there. It's a good, it's right. I think they're all like legitimately right there. They're all contenders. They just represent different times. You know, obviously the first one is just Will and Martin just being raw. Two, I think it could very well be the best. I would not argue or, you know, be mad at anyone that had number two over one. And then three is just another mature version. They have excellent callbacks to the first ones. They, you know, incorporate social media and the times. So I definitely like three. The replay of the guy.
Oh, Reggie scene is all time classic.
With the same actor too, is just, you know, they really put the thought into it that was necessary. And then, you know, Martin just being accepting who he is now, and you know, he accepted some of the jokes and the weight, and you know, he just,
yeah, I was gonna say, he looking real thick in some of these pictures.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And he acknowledges it a few times, so it was well worth.
He acknowledges it to a point. So he's like, this is me.
But yeah, two is out of this. It's crazy. Two, mm-hmm. Bad Boys 2 is definitely one where the sequel could be better than the original. But I don't know. I just like the original. I like the original on this one.
Okay. Okay. Cool. John, you got anything to add?
I've never seen any of the movies.
Oh, come on.
Ouch.
Come on.
Great storylines, especially. Yeah, I think the storyline in number one's great.
I think for like John's perspective of what we was talking about, Beverly Hills Cop, I think the first Bad Boys might have that same thing where after a few minutes goes by, it gets slow and then it gets into the action. So I would say maybe after that certain scene, then it's like, all right, because it is like a 2-hour movie. So I can understand.
All
like that.
They all are pretty long, actually.
Yes, I can understand. After a certain point of time in the movie, when it starts to pick up, then that's when people start getting more into it.
Also, soundtracks are great, obviously, for all the Bad Boys. I remember, look, Diddy and Nelly coming out for the first one. and they've always kept up that reputation throughout all three movies. So, if you haven't seen Bad Boys 1, 2, or 3, go check it out. That's my number one buddy cop movie. That's it. Nothing else matters. My number one.
All right. Okay. Well, I want to say thank you, John and Adam and John, Blast From Our Past podcast. Do y'all have any plugs before we just, you know, get out of here? Y'all want to plug everything? Come on now.
Let me find you.
All right. So if you want to find us, you can find us on most social media by searching at BlastPassCast on Instagram, Facebook. We're on Twitter, but don't go there.
we don't think we do anything on Twitter.
I don't do anything on Twitter.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Relax.
And yeah, and you can find us on any podcatcher by searching Blast From Our Past. Mm-hmm. We'll be up there.
Yeah, I mean, thank you, Prime. Thank you, Lee Boy. If anybody wants to check out, we got one scheduled up. It's not going to be coming out till March. Currently, is our plan, but we're going to have Prime on for our top 10 Queen songs. Is that right? What we're going to do?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We're doing top 10.
We'll do that. Queen songs. Yeah, Lee Boy, we're going to have to try and figure out something to get you on as well for something like that. So
you can leave me out of that one.
You know. I mean, y'all can do the trivia showdown too.
Yeah. Listen to Throwback Trivia Takedown as well. It's a trivia podcast that does anything from kind of pop culture in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yes, I listened to a few episodes. I listened to the one Tess was on. Okay. Listened to the one Max and Chelsea. Chelsea dominated Max and Chris.
She wrecked him.
Yes. And I listened to a few other ones. So, I would say go check that out as well. Also, I would say, if y'all want to check out a Blast From Our Past episode, I would say maybe Rush Hour, since we're talking about Rush Hour.
It's a good one.
I don't know. I like the New Jack Swing too. So
that's one of my favorite episodes.
I really like New Jack Swing. I'm planning on doing that for this show. So I would say maybe those two. If y'all really want to get to know these guys better. And, thinking of more episodes, but I'm not going to even get into it because they got one episode that is wild. It's about I'm not going to get into it.
Gotta at least mention it, man. Come on, for the people.
They get into the best boobs in the movie or something? Why is the topic?
John stayed out of that one, but yeah, me and a buddy. We ranked our top 10 boobs. Yeah.
And it's not what you think. It's not like both. It's like one or the other.
Yeah. Exactly. it's not pair of boobs. It's what single boob do you like better? You know, all of that.
Now, it was for charity.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Yes.
For cancer awareness, but.
Yes.
But I still had a lot of fun doing the research for that.
If you want to get to know Adam better, that's where you go and.
Maybe you get to know me a little too well.
Yeah.
You can listen to any episode and get to know Adam. Adam does not hold back on anything.
Yeah. Leibo, do you want to tell everybody where they can find you?
Yes. You can find me at Leiboy TV pretty much everywhere, leiboytv.com as well. I'm trying to step up my Facebook, y'all. Go ahead and follow my Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I'm everywhere.
Okay. I'm not going to say the Twitter thing today, but okay.
Cool. I'm on there. Hey, relax. I'm on there, okay?
Yeah, you can go follow me at KVNG Primetime and follow the podcast at Prime Nostalgia Pod on Instagram at P Nostalgia Pod on Twitter. And if we're going to suggest an episode, what do you suggest, Leeway?
Oh, coming up next?
No, I'm saying if you're going to suggest an episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for
yeah.
I'll always tell people to go back and listen to Keenan because I thought that was a dope conversation and, you know, one of the staples that we have. I love the new episode we just did with Andre Kenny. Was real dope. Andre Jamal Kenny from Hannah Montana, also from the Armored movie, countless guest appearances. Go check him out. And that's AGC fam. So yeah, go check us out, man. Prime Nostalgia Podcast, wherever you can find them. Apple, rate us, like us, subscribe. I'll do it.
Yeah, leave a review.
Do it. Yep. I'm tired of asking. Just do it. Damn it.
Well, with that being said, I'm gonna just say from me, from all the guys here, we had a good show. I'm gonna say Prime Time is all the time, and we'll see y'all next week.